I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. If polling is correct, Republicans appear headed to a big victory in tomorrow's midterm elections. They could win a majority in the House of Representatives and come close in the Senate. Republicans are banking on dissatisfaction with President Obama's handling of the economy, and they've been promising change if they have greater say. The GOP may find itself with more influence on some foreign policy issues, too. The World's Jeb Sharp explains.
On one foreign policy issue, arguably the most important one, the midterms aren't likely to have much effect at all. That's the war in Afghanistan. Christopher Gelpy is professor of political science at Duke.
We're in a slightly unusual position here where actually the president's position on Afghanistan is closer to the position of the Republican Party than it is to his own Democratic base, which is quite disenchanted with his policy. And so if Republicans take over the House, I think that may actually relieve some pressure on the president to get out of Afghanistan, at least in the short term.
But in the longer term, Gelpy says, splits are likely to emerge.
I think looking a couple of years down the road, if the situation is not improved in Afghanistan, the president will then, I think, be in a difficult bind because his own Democratic base will be pushing very strongly for withdrawal from Afghanistan. But if he pulls out while things are still going badly, then he and the Democratic Party become very vulnerable to Republican critique for failing, for giving up.
On other foreign policy issues, though, the midterms have already had their impact, according to James Lindsay of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Politics is much like markets. People react not just to what's happened, but in anticipation of what's happened. And it's been clear for quite some time that the Democrats are going to lose seats in the House and in the Senate, and that's changed calculations here. It's one of the reasons why climate change legislation is stalled. It's the reason why the Senate's not moving quickly to provide its consent to the New START treaty, the gridlock in immigration, and so forth.
START is the latest U.S.-Russian treaty to limit nuclear weapons on both sides. There's another issue where the midterms are already being felt. That's the Mideast peace talks and U.S. relations with Israel and the Palestinians. Michael Desch is a political scientist at the University of Notre Dame.
And their congressional opinion, I think, is going to be something of a restraint on the Obama administration, which, you know, I think in its heart of hearts would like to be more even-handed in terms of how it deals with the two sides. But the fact that Congress is overwhelmingly supportive of Israel and a Republican takeover of the House would just reinforce that trend.
In other words, President Obama will have even less congressional support for his attempts to get tough with Israel on the settlements issue. One wild card in all this is the effect of the Tea Party movement. It's not clear how powerful it will become inside the Republican Party, nor where its members will stand on foreign policy issues. Again, James Lindsay.
The Tea Party itself is sort of inchoate on the question of what they're for in foreign policy. The Tea Party movement really came out of a set of domestic issues, and they talk mostly about domestic policy. Some people who portray themselves as Tea Party candidates clearly do come from the what we would call the Robert Taft, Pat Buchanan, non-interventionist or neo-isolationist wing of the Republican Party. But they, for the most part, are still a minority.
Lindsay expects an incoming Republican majority to step up its criticism of the president's handling of foreign policy. But since the president has a good deal of discretion on foreign policy anyway, and Congress is expected to mostly focus on domestic matters, Lindsay doesn't anticipate much of that rhetoric translating into action. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.